So it's all over here at the Brits. The story of the game here in this encounter, which has been won by Gweedore. In the opening half, Gweedore led by 6 points to just St. Michael's goal. The scores in that opening half, there was five altogether. Orin McNeilis got two. Niall Friel, Eamon Colum, Michael Carroll and Ethan Harkin with those points in the first half to give Gweedore an advantage, which was aided by a very, very strong breeze by 6 points to a goal. It was a three-point advantage. And that score for St. Michael's came from Colin McFadden, and a well-ticking goal it was too, as his effort from just inside the 20 nestled in the top right-hand corner. St. Michael's in that opening half found it difficult to get any sort of advantage going into the breeze and trying to get efforts off, because it was seriously difficult in these conditions, which strong breeze and driving rain, and they were quite happy to get that goal and be only 3 points down at half time. And we then thought maybe the second half, when it came trailing by three and assisted by the conditions, that maybe St. Michael's would come out of the blocks and close that gap and really put the press on Gweedore. But credit goes to the holders of the Dr. McGuire Cup. They did play the better football in the second half. Scores again in that latter half were at a premium. Orin McNeilis got his third free off the game after Michael Langan, 12 minutes into the second half, had kicked the St. Michael's first point. It was 1-1 to 7 at that stage. Then we had back-to-back points for St. Michael's, again coming from Langan and Toy, which reduced the deficit to just one. But Gweedore dug deep once again. They had that point from Kevin Cassidy immediately after Toy reduced the deficit to one. And then we had that goal. Now, a controversial goal, we'll call it, because Mark Anthony McGinley thought that it was a square ball. But the umpire had a discussion with referee Jimmy White. And after a lengthy discussion, including some of the St. Michael's men, they were told that the goal stood. And it was the cornerback, Gary McFadden, that got that goal for Gweedore. And that sealed the deal, and a 5-point win in the end as it finished 1-8 to Gweedore, 1-3 to St. Michael's, and Gweedore get their first win of the championship. And Brendan Devaney, a big one it is too.
Huge one, Oisin. You know, a lot of people coming on this thinking, could St. Michael's take the game to them? You know, honestly, if you looked at that first half, Oisin, with the seven ways, couple of balls short in the keeper's hands, Cass's goal chance, you know, Gweedore really bossed this game in terms of attempts at goals and the ability to conjure up chances. So Michael's played well in the first half, and if you thought if they could carry that an attacking threat in the second half and take the game to Gweedore, they could very much won this match. Gweedore, as I say, second half showed that ability to hold possession, to suck in St. Michael's. They went long a few times, nothing was happening. The only chance that they had, that Langan point that went over the bar, if that had been down the net, it would have tied up the game, Oisin, but you're clutching at straws really, because on the break, Gweedore were finding spaces in round the back. They missed a handy free off the post to put them ahead. Cass put that back to 2 points, that score, and then that goal in the end for McFadden was a bit of icing on the cake. But really, all in all, for attempts and goals and ability and possession, that Gweedore went on another level to St. Michael's today.